You have your Bibles, but turn with me to Proverbs, the 31st division. I want to read some verses of scripture there that talks about virtuous women. It's one of my favorite verses when it comes to reading Proverbs. It talks about virtuous people and working mothers. I was raised by a mother that worked from daylight to dark and never had a regular job, just stayed home, took care of us. But when you got 8 young'uns, that's a handful. And she was about that tall, and that was when she didn't have something in her hand. My mom believed in discipline. Whatever was in her hand, she disciplined with it. I've been hit with extension cords and fly flaps, paper, an industrial broom. And it wasn't the broom part. She hit me, and one of my brothers said she looked like she was stepping into a curveball on that one, buddy. Knocked me through a screen door. And my dad threw cold water on me. I rolled over, and I'm rubbing the back of my head. And he said, I told you not to fool with that woman. And he said, what happened? I said, I smarted off to her, and she hit me with that stupid broom you bought her. The thing was about that big around, and she broke it on my head. He said, well, you need to go to the tack room. Now, y'all need to understand that simply meant he finna use a razor strap on me. I was 18 years old. Somebody say, I wouldn't have stood there. You didn't know my daddy. Because if I didn't go to that tack room, let him use that razor strap on me, he was going to whoop me like a man, and I didn't want that to happen either. The razor strap I could live with. I wasn't sure about the other. Hello? Somebody said, that's child abuse. They called it correction. Hello? And if I dial 911, call the police department, the cops would have laughed at me instead of coming back then. Or they'd have brought their belt for him to get a better lick. Hello? Proverbs, the wisest man ever lived, said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. For the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil in the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and portion to her handmaids. She considereth the field and buyeth it, and the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and she strengtheneth her arms. She perceived that her merchandise is good, and her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hand to the spindle, and her hand holds the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothes is silk and purple. Her husband is known at the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and sell it, delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing. She rejoices in time to come. She opened her mouth and with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well at the ways of the household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. For many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but the woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Would you give all our mothers a big hand clap this morning? Today's Mother's Day. There is approximately 2 billion mothers in this world. But I have a problem with Mother's Day. I'm not like some preachers that just go and preach a sermon and try to get out of it. I think on certain days you ought to preach certain sermons. And somebody said, I had to preach to them. They said, I set out my sermon 6 months ahead of time. I said, you can't come up with something on Mother's Day 6 months before Mother's Day? He said, well, I just preach my sermons. I don't have a particular Mother's Day. But I think to some extent that's a cop-out. On Father's Day, you ought to preach to the fathers. On Mother's Day, you ought to preach to the mothers. Christmas, you ought to preach Christmas. That's just something I think that ought to happen in a church. But I have a problem in that it's kind of hard to preach Mother's Day sermons. I mean, I preached a lot of them, but it's hard to come up with stuff. There's only so many matriarchs, and I couldn't come in here and preach to you about most of them listed in the scripture because they're not good women until after they got a hold, God got a hold of them. Come on, church. Don't look at me like you are. Read the genealogy of Christ. There is not one woman in there that didn't have some kind of big problem. One lady run a brothel. The other seduced her husband's dad after he died. Hello? Don't look at me like that. It's Matthew chapter 1. Read it. They all ended up being great-grandmothers of Christ. But the reality is Mother's Day is kind of hard because it's not a happy and joyous day to everybody. You see, there may be somebody here who recently lost their mother. They're dealing with that pain. There may be someone's lost a child and their heart's grieving on Mother's Day. Maybe they have difficulty with their mother. Maybe their mother wasn't ideal. Mothers that we like to preach about, somebody that we like to remember. Maybe you've pulled guilt feelings about motherhood. You have children problems or marriage problems. Maybe they've never had any children. Mother's Day just not good for those kind of people. Maybe they never had a real mother. But maybe there's people here that was raised in foster homes and never knew what a real mother was all about. Not every home is like the Cleavers or Ozzie and Harriet or the Brady Bunch. Most modern day families are more like Ozzy Osbourne's family. Hello? And the problem is to raise Christian homes, some of us have wonderful parents, and that's great, but some don't. And they don't always have a good mother. But everybody in this building has been affected by a mother in some way, shape, or fashion. You either had a mother, you have a mother, you're married to a mother, or you know a mother. But somewhere down the line, a mother's touched your life and has affected you in one way or another. I got a message today that's going to probably reach for everybody, but it's also to the mothers. You know, when you get a Mother's Day card, you always open it up. It's what's on the inside, what's important. If you buy a Christian card, there's always going to be a nice scripture inside. And I got to thinking about it, and I said, you know, I think maybe we need a Mother's Day card for mothers. And I got it right here. Because when you get a Mother's Day card, you always look, see what's on the inside and let it develop till you find one that's got the same sentiment you have. And then you buy that one because you want that to make an impact on the person you bought it for. Well, I believe there is something in here that can find the sentiment of everybody in this building. Every mother can find something in here that's going to help them in their time of need and what's going on. And I'm going to run through some things I think that this Mother's Day card can help you with and just see what happens. Now, first of all, when you feel discouraged, mothers, have you ever felt discouraged? Felt like giving up, felt like you were a total loss. You know, it's not easy to be a mother, and it's not for the faint-hearted. I called a guy not long ago, and we were talking about getting old, and I said, I can tell you one thing, getting old ain't for sissies. Lord. Hello? And if you're a sissy, you're going to get old, so you might well go ahead and toughen up, because you ain't going to make it if you don't. But, you know, mothers have got the same problem. They got to get up every morning, deal with the same things. And it's easy to get discouraged when you're doing that. But listen, in this book, there is some encouragement for mothers that are sometimes discouraged. Isaiah 40, 28. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? For there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have not might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, but the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Amen. They shall walk and not faint. What are you talking about? Though you're discouraged, understand God has an answer for you. In the 28th verse, he just simply said this. There is no searching of his understanding. God understands where you are and what you're going through. But now in the 29th verse, it also says in his word that he'll give you strength. Hello? And he'll increase your strength even when you're discouraged. But the real encouragement comes in the 31st verse, and I'm not going to read all of it. I had the guy put it on the computer, but you can read it later. But the 31st verse through the 10th verse of the 41st chapter, but they that wait upon the Lord, they'll renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run, not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. And that 10th verse simply says this, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So when you're discouraged, understand this Mother's Day card has an answer for your discouragement. Amen. Praise God. And it can encourage you. Let's face it, guys. If you're here and you're not a mother like the rest of us. Hey, I got an award at home. I got Mother of the Year one year at Bugle. Glory. I fit the category. Lord. Hello? Am I not telling the truth, Alicia? I worked at the school, and they're giving out awards, and the lady said, we're going to give it to the person that earned it, but it's not a mother, but it said Mother of the Year. But now notice this. Maybe it's not just discouraged, but understand once you get encouraged by Christ, you look up and say, now, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Now, think about this. Maybe you're not discouraged, but how about when you feel angry? Huh? Mom, do you ever felt angry? If you haven't, you need to be nominated for sainthood. Glory. Hello? Because kids have this way. My mom would look at me, she said, you say one more word. And I'd go, word. Just see what was going to happen. Glory. Never was good. But I never figured that part out. Listen to what God's written inside his word for you that are angry. Ephesians 4:26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. God doesn't say it's wrong to be angry. He just said you got to control your anger. Anger is an emotion everybody has. We get mad about stuff. We get angry about stuff. But you got to learn how to control it. Hello? God's got a message that says, don't stay angry. Ephesians 4, 26b, let not the sun go down on your wrath. There's a purpose for anger. You're supposed to get angry and disobedient to disobedience, to lack of respect, to people that don't do what they ought to do. You're supposed to get angry about that. And if you didn't get angry over it and permitted it, encouraged it, you're not much of a mother. Why am I not getting amens on this? I got to run down an amen myself. Glory. Take me a lot longer. But if you deal with it, it can turn it into a useful tool instead of a destructive tool. Listen, Ephesians 4:31. Let the bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Proverbs 15 and 1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Mother, when you feel angry, open up God's birthday card and his Mother's Day card and read the message for you. Don't let your anger control you. Let God help you control your anger. Amen. Notice this, but not only just because you're discouraged or angry, try this out. When you need help, have you ever needed help? You ever just felt like the whole world was coming in and nobody was around, and all of a sudden you're going, help! And it don't seem like anybody hears you cry. Well, understand this. Don't ever feel in the motherhood business you're alone. It gets a lot like that sometimes, and you don't have a mother you can talk to or a mother-in-law that can help you. Maybe your husband's not much help. But don't ever feel like you don't have help. Open up God's Mother's Day card. Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Your Heavenly Father's always there to help you. He's got lots of experience in his area. He's got some of the most helpful words of encouragement. Psalms 32 and 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. And I will counsel you with my eye upon you. You're not alone. Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalms 27, 14, wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Yea, wait for the Lord. Don't give up. Help's on the way. Wait on God. Philippians 14, and my God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Could you say amen? God's not going to abandon you. So when you need help, realize you're not alone. Let lose heart because things just look bad. He's always there to help you. When everybody else leaves, God is still there. Why? Because no matter where you are, God's everywhere. Amen. No matter what situation is, he's there. Could you say amen? Glory. You can always be anywhere and God can help you. But you know what? You can be in the middle of Walmart with kids hanging all over a buggy and be alone. You can be in this church full of people right now and still be alone. Because you're the only one going through what you're going through. Hello? But when you open up the Mother's Day card, Jeremiah 33 and 3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jesus tells us in John 14, 18, I will not leave you comfortless. Do you hear that? I'll not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Glory. What God say? He said, in a time you think you can't make it, I'm coming. I'm there, and I will make my presence known to you. Could you say amen? Glory. You say, preacher, do you believe that? Hebrews 13 and 5, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. When Jesus left this earth to return to the Heavenly Father, he gave a promise. Matthew 28, 20, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. You're never alone. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's happening around you, God will always be with you. Could you say amen? And I'm hurrying. It's not 12 o'clock yet. It's a quarter till. I had a guy the other day told me, he said, I like that watch. Why don't you sell it to me? I said, you ain't got enough money to buy it. Glory. Amen. It ain't no big expensive watch, but you ain't buying this watch. It works for me. Glory. But notice this, when you're tired, sometimes stay-at-home moms are asked this question, do you work? First thing you think about is punching them in the nose. The second impulse is just to laugh out loud because that person ain't got a clue. Now, you got one kid and you staying home and you putting them in the nursery, that's a different story. I knew one woman that actually didn't work, but she put her kids in the nursery. Why? But the reality is that that's the way it goes. Do you know a woman with five kids who stays at home, takes care of everything in the house? According to most people who work on compensation packages, said they'd be worth about $700,000 a year. Amen. Come on, church. I mean, they're taxi drivers, psychiatrists, doctors. They have to fit all those hats. Cook, hopefully. Now, when you're tired and you think you ought to give up, open up this card. Matthew 11, 28, come unto me, all you that labored and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Amen. You won't find rest by hiding in the closet or going to some doctor and talking to him about something that happened to you when you was a kid or trying to make that nothing's there. You'll find rest in Jesus. Psalms 116 and 7, return unto the rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Brothers, when you feel tired, you want to give up, understand you got a God that will carry you when you can't make it on your own. Could you say amen to that, church? Praise God. How about when you're worried? Any of y'all been worried? Raise your hand, Freedom. Glory. I mean, we got some people that worry about what they're going to get to worry about. Hello? I used to have a bad habit. I'd call Frieda and I'd say, boy, you need to be praying. I wouldn't tell her what it was. I just wanted to have something to worry about so she'd be happy. Glory. She'd call me up, what is it? What's going on? I'm going, yep, she's all right. Amen. But you got to understand, worry is a part of being a mother. But if you open up God's word, knows what he said in Philippians chapter 4, be careful for nothing. You know what that actually translates as? Don't worry. Amen. Be careful for nothing. Why? Because in all things, in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. What she said, when you got stuff that's bothering you, focus on Christ. And when you do, he whose mind is stayed on him is going to stay in peace and power and in glory. Could you say amen to that, church? Praise God. You can't let worry dominate your life. And all of us at times are going to have worry take control of us. I remember coming back from Missouri one time and I was worried. Somebody prophesied I was going to die. I've learned everybody prophesies and has dreams are not of God. But we had a baby coming, and this woman walked by and told my wife that I was going to die before the baby was born. And I didn't let it bother me much, and then I started having some things happen. I got to wondering if I was really going to die. And I'm driving down the interstate in misery. Missouri, whichever way you want to call it. And if you've ever drove Highway 55 in misery, from Cape Girardeau to you get to Arkansas, it's not that many miles, but it seems like forever. I mean, that's one of the longest stretches for a short distance I've ever drove in my life. And you're riding down through there and all you got going on. And it's the middle of the night and I'm half asleep. And all of a sudden, something hit me, and I had a pain run down into this hand, and my finger turned up, and I said, oh, my God. And I'm driving the car, and I start pulling off the road, and I'm thinking, I'm having a heart attack. And about that time, pain went down the other arm, and I'm like, and I'm going, I'm dying, and it's raining. And I look out the window, lightning hits, and I'm sitting by a stinking graveyard. And all I can think is there's a tombstone out there with my name on it. I wouldn't suggest you do what I did. But I decided if I'm dying, I'm going to do it on my terms. And I saw a bridge in front of me, and I jumped out and figured I'd run up at that bridge. Any of y'all ever been out west? One thing you got to realize, you're out west, them bridges are farther than they look. I'm running, it's pouring down rain, I'm getting drenched, and I finally make it to the bridge, and I'm about half dead. I'm going, I'm not dying, I'm not dying. All of a sudden, I look, my car is sitting back down the road about a mile, door open, it's pouring down rain. I got back, the seat was soaking wet, there was water in the floorboard. I was sick for 2 weeks with a cold, but I didn't have a heart attack. Hello? Somebody said, preacher, you're crazy, admittedly. But worry is not something we need to let control our lives. Listen, when we look at this card, he said, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. You don't have to shoulder everything. Your shoulders may be broad, but the God you serve has a lot broader shoulders than you do. That little child can rest the whole world on his shoulders and carry you. And we need to understand, when it looks like everything's falling apart, I've got a God that can take care of me. Could you say amen? Well, the old song said, take your burdens to the Lord. Take them to the Lord and leave them there. Could you say amen? Don't deny him the privilege of carrying your burdens and worrying about them when he can take care of you. Listen, mothers, God sent you a Mother's Day card. It's written in personal language for each one of you. And all you have to do is take hold of it and let God use it to minister to you. Not just on Mother's Day. 24/7, 365 days out of the year, there's something in this book that'll set you free when everything's got you bound down. Could you say amen to that, church? You're not alone. You're not by yourself. God can get involved. Stand with me all over the house. Father, we thank you today, God, for your word. And we ask, God, that you would reach down and touch this house, Lord, with the power, the grace, the glory of your Holy Ghost. God, touch us with your anointing. Father, it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.